I shall borrow the thoughts of the beloved Baptist of Minneapolis, Dr. W.B. Riley, now in paradise. He believed in and taught church membership. Christ's favorite definition of man was sheep. It inferred a tender relationship. He thought of himself as a shepherd. The sheepfold was an absolute in the thinking and preaching of Jesus Christ. Verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. The fold was strategic in the thinking of Jesus Christ. First, there is the matter of protection. Sin has created an unfriendly environment. Jesus said he brought him to an end and took care of him. God has an organization, Mr. on Earth, that will accept your credit card issued at Calvary. You and I cannot survive without that care. Peter said he careth for you. And without that care, I'm bait for every predator that scavenges in the jungle of sin. A believer is not a coward, nor is he presumptuous. I need the keeping power of Jesus as much as I need his redeeming power, who are kept by the power of God, ready to be revealed in the last time. The rot and infection of this world system will get to you unless you enjoy the miracle of preservation. During the Battle of Manassas in the American Civil War, it was claimed that an officer riding over the field found a subordinate crouching behind a haystack, trembling from head to foot, and coming up to the spot. The officer asked, "Now, what sort of a place is that for you, sir?" And when he was greeted with an eager, do you really think the bullets can come through? Well, you and I need more than haystack protection. God has an inn on earth with a full complement of services available to care for the redeemed. Sheepmen can tell you that as long as sheep bunch together, wild dogs will not attack, but let them separate and scatter, and the bloodthirsty cur will attack and kill. You go it alone, mister, and the devil will leap on you. Thomas and Peter became near casualties when they abandoned the fellowship of their brethren. There is strength in numbers and support in association and safety in fellowship. A mountain climber realizes this. He will rope himself to another. Solomon said, two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him that is alone when he falleth, for he hath not another to help him. The enemy picks off the straggler. And second, there is the matter of the young. Seduction, ruin, vice, zero in upon the young. Hell's appetite is horrendous. Not only are those young in years, but there are those young in experience. Jesus was more concerned about what he called lambs than about any other factor. He knew they were choice morsels for the enemy. Lovest thou me more than these? Well, feed my lambs. That duty is near to the heart of God. The new convert, lady must not be neglected. He is not an instant sheep. The assemblies of God do not believe in confirmation at a certain age without respect to the condition of the heart. But we do believe in child evangelism. We believe it is all important to invest every effort to reach the child for Christ. The target is to make every Sunday school teacher an evangelist, every parent a personal worker. The worst of all disasters is to have some boy or girl born to Christian parents go to hell. When that happens, Mama, somebody has failed. I'll tell you this, parent. You neglect the fold, scorn the fold, and you have personally secured for your child an express ticket to hell. Satan relishes lambs. Nothing pleases him more than this tender morsel. It's related of Coleridge that he was conversing with a gentleman who did not believe in bringing children into the church. Why, said the man, should these young minds be biased in certain directions? You train them up so that when they arrive at the age of maturity, they are not able to make an unprejudiced selection of whether they would belong to the church or not. Mr. Coleridge replied, I would like to show you a garden which we have at the back of the house, a very fine botanical collection. Oh, said the man upon seeing it, that's nothing but weeds. Well, yes, replied the philosopher, it is, because the land has not come to years of discretion and choice as yet, and I thought it unfair to prejudice the garden towards strawberries and roses, but the weeds took the liberty to grow. Yes, parent, the fold is especially for the young. Third, the fold doesn't make you a Christian. I'll repeat that. The fold does not make you a Christian. Other sheep I have, which are not of the fold. Now that is one of the glories that must always be reckoned. There are more saved people than we'll ever count by membership. Elijah learned this fact. As far as the preacher knew, the number had been reduced to one. I've been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, and I only am left. He was corrected upon divine authority that he had grossly miscalculated the membership, yet I have left 7,000 in Israel, all the knees which have not bowed unto Baal, and every mouth which hath not kissed him. That doesn't make the fold any less important. You know you belong to Christ by the right of redemption. You know you belong to him by the reason of his call to you, and you know you belong to him by every better desire of your heart. And yet, you have not yielded fully to Jesus Christ, the life for which he has paid. Now, you don't want to be labeled. You want to love secretly. You want to remain unidentified, anonymous. You want all the privileges of Calvary and none of the responsibilities. You want to be different, uninhibited. You don't want to be tied down. Well, there must be something to marriage, or millions would never have sought it, or would they have supported the institution. Something is missing in your life, Mr. Solitary Believer, and that is the answer to your spiritual blues. I only am left, and they seek my life to take it away. You need company. Your loneliness is weakening. You'll find the fold better than freelancing. The fold does not make you a Christian. That takes a miracle. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out, but the fold will make you a better Christian. The Bible says, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. And if you are ashamed to be seen in church and to be identified with the sheep of God, there can only be one reason. You have not fully believed on him as yet. If you are a true sheep, you will have confidence in the shepherd to lead you correctly. And that will mean he will lead you into baptism, communion, Bible study, tithing, family altar, and witnessing. His call is your assurance of safety. And fourth, there are those who stray in changing pasture. It's one of the difficult things in the country to drive sheep from one pasture to another without losing some in the journey. And whenever people move from city to city, there is a serious danger lest they be lost by the circumstances of change. And this troubles me as a preacher, an under-shepherd. Every city in this nation has hundreds of wandering sheep in that city. They ought to be found. I believe this should be the primary concern of every denomination and every congregation. There are enough wandering sheep to fill our church buildings. They have never transferred their letters of membership. There have been no tracers. No systematic search has been employed. Now, you wouldn't treat some valuable goods that way. You wouldn't ignore some misplaced check. So it's time to go after accounts receivable. Jesus said, either what woman having 10 pieces of silver, if she lose one piece, doth not light a candle and sweep the house and seek diligently till she find it. And when she hath found it, she calleth her neighbors and her friends, saying, rejoice with me, for I have found the piece which I had lost. Well, it's time, preacher, to light the candle and to conduct a clean sweep. The place and the purpose for coin is to be in circulation. And fifth, the perfect fold is ahead of us. Them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice. A Baptist, a Methodist, a Lutheran, and Assemblies of God is not the end of it. Requirements down here differ. I don't know whether I could get into some of your folds on earth or not. Perhaps I don't have the proper educational advantages, or sufficient means, or correct credit references, or social standing. I may not have learned the required shibboleth. You may be too selective for me, but mister, the big, big fold is ahead. I know what the requirement is for the big fold. And the books were opened, all the church books of all time. But another book was opened, which is the book of life. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Now the man who won't have Jesus Christ to shepherd his soul cannot be saved, for he is the only shepherd. You could be trusting some false shepherd, lady. You could be supporting a hireling, mister. So take stock. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life. Now that's something a demagogue cannot do for you. The case is reduced to simplicity. I know them, they follow me. Now, does he know you? There can be full assurance of faith if you are following him, and if you are not, the reason is evident. You are not his sheep. He brought him to an inn and took care of him. Well, I've wandered far away from God, and now I'm coming home. The paths of sin too long I've trod, Lord. I'm coming home, and that's where you belong. I feel a very special presence and anointing of the Holy Spirit. Many, many are already moving toward the long, long altar. Welcome. I'm confident God will meet us. Heaven has answers for earth's problems, so come in faith in these next 10 seconds. In a Revival Time broadcast service recently, Nina DePriest knelt with us at Miller, Missouri. She had been ill for a long time and could not speak above a whisper. And she says, Brother Ward, my body seemed on fire with fever and infection. My lungs were congested. I was bedfast and could not get to a physician. But I listened amid my agony. Suddenly, you were leading us toward the long, long altar. And the Holy Spirit was using you in the word of knowledge. You were describing my condition as though you were standing at my bedside. And then you said, from this moment, you will get better. You are healed. Thank our wonderful Savior. I sat up. I began to praise God in a whisper. Soon I was able to use my full voice. I fell back into a healing, refreshing sleep. And the following morning, I was a well woman. Well, it will happen to you, as it happened to Nina DePriest. Risen, triumphant Jesus, it is thy name that is authority. We ask now in thy name, forgive our transgressions, cleanse our lives from selfish pursuit, baptize us with the power from on high to become fruitful believers, make us conscious of thy return, and bless us with compassion toward others. Amen. Friends, this is the moment I open my mind and spirit to the word of knowledge, as the Holy Ghost is pleased to operate through the ministry of Revival Time, and I ask you to hold with me. The leader of the church is speaking to me, his evangelist, about someone at this long, long altar who is very weak and struggling with kidney disease. You have reached the point of desperation. You have neither financial reserves or access to top surgeons and especially equipped hospitals, and you wonder if anyone really knows or really cares. Medicines and home remedies have proven useless. You have sent prayer requests to local groups, but the pain is almost more than you can bear. And so this is God's special delivery message coming straight from the throne of authority to you. Your loving Christ has not forgotten you. He has found you where preachers have not visited. And this is the moment of your healing. You may freely use these organs without pain. This is the work and ministry of the risen Lord, through the agency of the Holy Spirit, and we thank him together. Now we've been to the meeting. This is neither a program or a lecture. It is the broadcast portion of the largest charismatic emphasis upon earth, the Great Revival Time Fellowship. And this multitude of believers, of which now you are a part, proclaim and practice daily that it is not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord.